God Almighty, who sent Jesus Christ to redeem humanity, He is in the business of sending people for a particular work. He's always sending. Father God in the Trinity sent Jesus Christ. And Jesus came, and He was all the time saying to the Jews where He was sent, I came not on my own authority. My Father sent me. So I have come. If you know the Father, you will know me. If you read the book of John, many times He will say, my Father sent me. That really put them off, because He made God His Father. He made Himself equal with God. So they persecuted Him. And then, you know, that was one of the main reasons they crucified Him. So Jesus was sent. And then when Jesus came, He said, I have to go. When my work is over, if I go, I will send another comforter. You will read that in the book of John. All these things in, I think it's chapter 16. It'll be good for you if I go, if I stay here. In fact, it is better. It's good for me to stay with you, but then if I go, it'll be better for you. It is advantageous for you. If I go, I will send another comforter to you. He will come to abide with you inside, a person. Jehovah God, the Holy Spirit, the creator of the universe. The one who brought Jesus into the earth. The one who offered Jesus as a spotless sacrifice on the cross. The one who raised Jesus from the dead. Firstborn from the dead. The Holy Spirit, the Lord Jehovah. So Jesus said, I got to go. If I go, I will send Him. So Jesus went. And Father, God the Father, and God the Son, Jesus Christ, sent now. Okay, now it's your turn. And the Holy Spirit came to dwell in the hearts of human beings who are washed in the blood of Jesus, who receive the free forgiveness of Jesus. This is everything Israel. You got to take it in your heart, in your spirit. You have to depend on the Holy Spirit who is watching me and you, in order to receive this in your spirit. Salvation is costly. It costs the very blood of God. So the Holy Spirit came. He was a sent spirit. The Son was a sent Son. God is in the business of sending people. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Always He's looking out for people to send. The Son was sent. The Holy Spirit was sent. You know, the Holy Spirit is a sent spirit to a sent church, not a stagnant church. The Holy Spirit, many times it's stagnant. He's a kind of in prison because people are not willing to go. Not willing to go. They want to come to church. They want to be good Christians. Yes, brothers and sisters, they just want to pay their tithes and everything. They sing. God never called you to come and sing. He's not broke. He's not short of money. Some people even grumble to give His money. But He's a God who sends people. From the very beginning, He's sending people. Son came because he was sent. You know, in the book of Judges, Gideon was so much worried about the condition of the people of God. And there was so much of turmoil, attack from the enemies. Miracles were ceased and, you know, everything dried up. And he was working in the field. Suddenly, God sends an angel. And afterward, the Lord himself is speaking to him. And he said, come on, Gideon, you are a mighty man. You know, he was a single man. He did not even know anything what he was speaking. Judges, the book of Judges. Chapter 6. Verse 14. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Have I not sent you? Now Gideon has to choose now, am I to go or not? God has called you to send you. God has called you to send you. Not to come to church, not to do with your own business, earn some money, build a house, put the money, rest of the money in your bank account, live for yourself, just, you know, shake hands with the pastor, shake hands with somebody else, and then live maybe a good life and then die. No, God called you to send you. God called you to send you. But there are many are not willing to go. Many are not willing to go. He calls you and then he anoints you and he sends you. That is always his principle. You are called to be sent. Did you know that? The condition of the church today is in this way because we are not willing to go. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. God was looking for a man to be sent. These people were in Egypt and they were in bondage. But God needed a man to be sent. See that? He wants, even today, he wants many people who will go. Whom shall I send? Who will go? Are you willing? Exodus chapter 3 verse 10. This talks about Moses. See what God says. Come now therefore. See, he calls you first. Come unto me all you heavy laden. With all your problems, with all your heartaches and everything. With all your whatever. I will heal you. I will give you rest. And I will give you comfort. Take my yoke upon you. That is his kingdom. His yoke is easy. Isaiah says in chapter 9, you know, he is carrying his kingdom on his shoulders. The government shall be upon his shoulders. So when he says, take my yoke, he's giving you the government. He's giving you the kingdom. He said, come. Moses is called again. And I will send you. Can you see that? Come, I will send you. You're called to be sent. Because God has touched your heart. He has healed you. He has anointed you. The very triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit has come inside you to take home, to make their home. And Moses, for the start, he refused. And the later, he said, yes, okay, I will go. I will go. Go with me to Mark chapter 3. Say after me, I am called only to be sent. Look at that. It changes your thinking. The whole world is before you. God needs more people to go. I said, Lord, you got to give me the word, please. Your children are coming to hear you. Speak. And you know what the Spirit of God put me in my heart? Tell them, I have called them to be sent. I have called them to go. Oh yes. In this last hour, God is looking out for people who will be sent. Oh yes. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Are you listening? And he went on to the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. Because he wanted you, he called you. Oh, nobody wants me. I'm nobody's child. Everyone has rejected me. I have no dad. I have no mom. Even though I have dad, he has left me and gone. My family. Nothing works out for me. But look at your state. God has called you through the blood of Jesus Christ to into his family. Because he wanted you. That's what scripture says there. So don't never again say another time, nobody wants me. I'm nobody's child. God wanted you. God wanted you. And he wants you now. You are precious. Very precious. And called to him those he himself wanted. And they came to him. Then he appointed the 12 that they might be with him. That he might send them. That he might what? Can you say that? Here the church is within four walls. Sunday after Sunday. Month after month, many preachers come in and go. People are just there. A few, maybe 1%, 2%, even sometimes another, are willing to go. They're not willing to go. God is in the business of sending people. Now you don't. Immediately. Now don't get into any unwanted thinking and trying to sorting out yourself. Pastor, I'm willing to go, but what about the money? Pastor, I'm willing to go, but what about that? And what about this? Where can I go and stay? Pastor, have you really trusted Jesus Christ that you can escape hell? If you can trust him to escape hell, my God. That he might send them out to preach. Always, when he calls, he sends. He sends. John chapter 20, verse 21. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. This is the resurrected Jesus. Jesus after the resurrection. Okay? For as the Father has sent me, I also send you. As the Father has sent me. The Father anointed Jesus and sent him to set the captives free, to deliver those who are bound. The anointing is for that, not for singing. The main purpose of the anointing is to set the captives free. Every anointed believer, let me tell you, every believer is born again person is anointed by God. Anointed by the anointing of Jesus. You want to set the captives free. What do you mean free? Wait, everyone has deliverance ministry? Yes. Salvation is deliverance. You can't win a soul without delivering them from the hand of the devil. No, you can't. You cannot. The devil won't let you, my darling. He wants you. And me. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed out of the through the blood of Jesus. Translated into the kingdom of his dear son. And you're not something normal. You're peculiar people. You are anointed. You are the light of the world. You are a king. Called to rule. To dominate the circumstances. And every evil force behind every circumstance that is opposition to God and his will. So as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. What a privilege to be sent by the Father, sent by the Son and the Holy Spirit. One life, only one life. Because Moses agreed and went, those people got delivered. And the name of Moses, and Moses never knew that he was going to be the author of 5 books, in the sense he wrote 5 books. A man old enough to just lay in bed, right? He started his ministry when he was 80. And then he said, okay, I'll go. He had only one sermon. Only one sermon. He memorized it well. Let my people go. My God. Let my people go, thus saith the Lord. If you don't, you're going to watch. This must be the commanding language for every believer. Enough of you looking at churches and enough of you looking at so and so well-known evangelists or teachers or pastors, wherever. Enough. It's time that you rose up and say, Lord, here I am. What do you want to do with me? Where do you want me to go? That should be your question. Matthew chapter 28. I told you God is in the business of sending people. I said God is in the business of sending people. Oh yeah. He's right now recruiting and he just wants people to go. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Go is the command. I told you earlier, the Holy Spirit is a sent spirit. And he is sent to our sent church. Oh yes. Oh yes. Isaiah chapter 6. Here Isaiah sees a vision of heaven. When the king Uriah died, he saw this vision and the Lord was seated on the throne. And he said, I am unclean. He immediately knew his condition of a spiritual condition. He said, I have unclean lips. And the Lord touched him and cleansed him. And then after cleansing, he hears the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now watch that. Verse 8. I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? This is the Holy Spirit. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? The Trinity is speaking. Whom shall I send? This thing was not directly put on a plate to Isaiah. He never asked, Isaiah, I have this ministry, can you go? He only heard the voice. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? So the sending ministry of the Trinity is open to anybody.
God never told me to go. He only asked me to mind my own business. Come to church. Talk to somebody. Be nice. Get back to my work. Enjoy myself. Pray to Jesus to protect your car, to protect your family, to protect your dog. Pray to Jesus to protect everything. Keep him as your pocket protector. And then use him and die. This is how many people live. I mean, you may be amazed. Many precious Christians think that Jesus Christ is existing, living for us. No, you are existing for him. We are. We are existing for him. Oh yeah, change that thing. We need to undo many things in our programming, in our minds. Before he comes soon, there is work for everyone. There is work for everyone in a time like this. Don't you ever say that you cannot speak. People who know nothing about any languages, they are going and then ministering and coming back. And they are going and coming back. People who are going to the other places, sitting down, studying their native language. And they're coming back and to pack up everything and to go because they heard the voice of God. Not audible voice. They heard it through his word. And I'm telling you today, what the Lord wanted me to tell you, he is still in the business of sending people. Because he sent his son, you and I are saved. And the devil lost it, brother. I will guarantee you, the Lord must take you to a mission field and see how people have been kept in bondage, in witchcraft, bondage to all kinds of, you know, the elements of this world, bondage to liquor, bondage to lust and sex and all kinds of things. And when you go in the name of the Lord and the power of God and to deliver them, and you see demons screaming, you will know, oh God, I never knew this. There will be a fire that will be set inside of you. You just only seen the scripture. Whatsoever you shall bind and you shall be bound in heaven. You can command, you can cast out demons in my name, but you got to lay it and make those scriptures your own. Experience it. The kingdom of God is not in words but in power. It's power. The anointing is the presence of God. So we see immediately when he heard the voice of God, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Send me. Unfortunately, there are many people today, they are into all kinds of bondages. Not only in Canada, in many countries, they cannot leave the house. You can't. The mortgage is there. And the work is there. And all kinds of mortgages and all kinds of things that monthly you got to pay. How can you go? How will you go? Is it any wonder when God delivered his people from Egypt, he never permitted them to stay in a place for a long time. They got to be on the move. Well, here we go again. Moses is leaving. And they stay there for a month or so. Again, they will watch the cloud and it will start moving. Okay, pack up. That was one of the reasons I just put me so much within my heart. Don't you go and get a building and then get stuck over there. You know, most of the money will be paid over there for the building and the mortgage and everything. Now we are using for sending the word of God. Hallelujah. Copying the word of God. Are you getting it? Otherwise, all that money will go for the building. What for? Just for us to gather and have a good time. I'm not against having good time. Oh yeah, we must enjoy. But then we must enjoy serving the Lord. Serving, oh yeah, there's a lot of enjoyment in serving the Lord. You don't know. Some people think, oh well, you serve the Lord, you got to wear a big cloak, and then you know, you got maybe you got to see through a little bit of a slit you have and see the eye, and then I can't look at anybody, I can't have a little, you know, I got to sleep on the mattress down on the floor. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Brothers and sisters, you know, there are three kingdoms to me. God's kingdom is there, established well. And there is the kingdom of the devil. Matthew 12, you know, Jesus said, Satan cannot go against Satan. Otherwise, he'll be divided. His kingdom will be divided. But you know, there is another kingdom, even though it's not mentioned in the Bible. The devil lied to Eve. He said, you can be as God. He said, you're king, you know. You can have your own kingdom. And this kingdom is the kingdom of self. All those who are caught by or in the kingdom of self, even though they are saying that I belong to Jesus, they are following and they are under the influence of the kingdom of the devil. Because the kingdom of the devil is the kingdom of self. He said in Isaiah 14, I will rise high and I will go above God. Place my throne. I will. Every one of you are caught by the kingdom of self. You will never answer the call of God. You can never be free to go. Don't blame anybody else. Don't blame Canada. Don't blame your work. Don't blame. No, you got to be delivered from the kingdom of self. That is why Jesus said, you want to come after me? The king has to be denied. Who is that king? Self. Deny yourself. Matthew 16:24. If anyone wishes to come after me, wants to come after me, deny yourself. And then we will see the power of the king who had come inside. The king of the kingdom is Jesus Christ. That's why you and I are called. Let me say, you know, there was a king born within man, even from the Garden of Eden. The moment Adam rebelled and gave in to eat that fruit, he was born into the kingdom of darkness. He was born into the kingdom of Satan. That's why when Jesus comes, he says, you got to be born again. Get back into the kingdom. And man before his salvation, his deliverance, his born again experience, his soul, mind, will, and emotions. Are you listening to me? That is a child of the devil. That's a product of the devil. The old self is the product of the devil. And God has pronounced a death sentence to the old self. That's what Romans 6:6 says. The old self is crucified. That cannot serve God. Now the mind will have to be renewed, submitted to the recreated spirit. And who is the child of God? The recreated spirit is the King of God. Are you not a king? The Bible says you are a king. And who is that king? Your recreated human spirit is that king. God has made us kings and priests. Revelations 1:6. And that king is there receiving instructions from the Holy Spirit. And as we get near the Lord, as we meditate, as we join with those people who are on fire for God. Don't expect anything if you join with people who are neither hot nor cold. And this king only can follow Jesus Christ. But then he had to be fed. He had to be released. He will not force. Your recreated spirit will not force your soul. Your recreated spirit cannot do by itself. Needs the cooperation of the soul, which was once the child of the devil. That's why need to be washed thoroughly by the word of God. Renewed, transformed. That's the problem why people don't go. Why do you think Jesus asked to pray to the Lord of harvest that he may send laborers into the harvest? Why? Because soul is not willing to go. The soul is not willing to go. No. Your mind, your thinking, our thinking, our emotions, and our will. No, we just want, I don't know what will happen. You know, who will give me this job? Who will give me that? Oh, what can I do, please? I don't know when I come. That's the soul. That is why the soul, soulish people, people who are in the kingdom of the soul, cannot fulfill the call of God in their lives. They cannot go. No, they cannot go. God has to choose somebody else. See? People who are caught up by self are those people actually, without our knowledge, there is pride embalmed within us. And every person who is living by the soul as king, there is a king above, for that king is Satan. Job chapter 34, can we say? Have you taken it? Chapter 41, verse 34. Job 41:34. You know, the whole chapter is God is explaining about a monster, a sea monster, which is a type, actually a shadow of the devil. And many believe that this is actually literally that there is a sea monster. Some of the countries of the navy, the security, they have seen and some people have taken photographs of something that has you cannot express the shape and the gigantic size and all that. But it's a type of also Satan. If you see the verse 34, he beholds every high thing. He is king over all children of pride. The devil, whether you will like it or not, when we make ourselves God king, the devil is our king. But when we are living by the Spirit, by the recreated Spirit, with the mind and the soul renewed, we have a king, and Jesus Christ is a king of those children. That is why the Bible says in Revelation 17, he is the king of what? Kings. He is the king of kings. If we are living by the recreated Spirit, which is the child of God, that child is the king. But the king is crippled. The king now is crippled. The soul loves to come to church, sing songs, and then get back home, and then get back to work. And you go on and on. They think that they can live like that. But very soon, the opportunity to serve Jesus Christ will be over. Will be over. God never called anyone to come to church. Listen to this carefully. You may have been going to church, or any other churches, what, it doesn't matter. He had called you to come to church to study and also to know your calling and to get equipped, get the anointing, go. You start where you are in your house, then you start in the city, then you start in the other surrounding city, in the village, and then you go. Your commission is to go. God told them to go from Jerusalem to Samaria to Judea and to uttermost parts of the world, the early church. But you know what happened? They started ministering in Jerusalem, and then they just they were there. And the Acts chapter 8, it says God sent persecution, severe persecution, and it's already here. Persecution is already here, but we are not. How much of a news that we listen to? Many things that we do not know what's happening in the other countries, even how Christians are being persecuted. I told you about an incident the other day, and how this Egyptian evangelist, his wife and his two children were beheaded because he was preaching the gospel. It's already here, the persecution. Jesus said, "You shall be hated by all for my name's sake." By all. So brothers and sisters, we come here to know, you must know what God has called you for. There is work for everyone. None of you are here listening to me, whether 2 or 3 or 4 years, let me tell you, you're going to pay for, you're going to answer for everything that you have heard. God is not going to waste his words. To him more is given, much is required. I'm not wishing that you should go through a judgment or anything like that, but you can't escape. How shall we escape? If this good news, we keep it ourselves and then we do nothing about this great deliverance, how can we escape when God has confirmed it through his word, through miracles and signs and wonders? How can we escape? Keep this good news. But Jesus came, shed his blood to break the power of the devil over humanity. See, it's not coming to church. It's not just coming and joining a church. It's not buying a Bible. It's not singing a few songs. My Lord, my God, you must be delivered from the hands of the devil, man. That is salvation. You are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, not many are going to heaven. Not many are going. No. Many will be in hell. And you know, there will be many good people in hell. And somebody said, hell is full of good people. Oh, I don't bother with others. I lead a good life. I don't steal. I don't speak lies. All of them are in hell. Unless you're washed by the blood of Jesus. Unless you're born again from above. You have the anointing. You know that there is a pulse inside of you. I know my Redeemer is coming. I got to finish his work. You opened my heart. I was following religion. I was just seated in a church for many years. I cannot tell you how many demons looked through the eyes of the people and then said, "You have come here. You can't chase me. I am with this man for 18 years. Oh yeah. Man, totally different voice. I shuddered. My Lord. But they were nowhere. They threaten you like that. And you wait for some time for the anointing to come upon you. And then you say, "Okay, it's my turn to talk. Okay, you devil." And they begin. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They threaten you because you back up, they think. They know nothing. Some people, they, you know, glorify them and say the devil knows everything. Not until you speak out of your mouth and show who you are. Because God has covered you. Your life is hid with God. Christ in God. Your life is hid. So those people who are brothers and sisters caught up by the kingdom of self, you cannot go. Your job is not first. Kingdom of God is first. Your house is not first. Kingdom of God is first. Your marriage is not first. Kingdom of God is first. How can you have a good marriage when you put this kingdom of God behind your back? No. Kingdom of God is number one. And there are, sad to say, there are brothers and sisters, there are so many people. I don't know. They're just in bondage. They cannot. They want to. They are like Balaam. You know? You know why I say they are like Balaam? Balaam wanted to die the death of the righteous. He wished. Don't you have seen it? They wish people today, somebody was being... wish you a happy birthday. wish you. No wishes will come to pass. Just because I say happy birthday, I wish you will be happy. Far from it. These are all worldly rubbish. I'm talking about the wish, not the birthday. You can wish, nothing comes to pass. Balaam wished he wanted to die the death of a righteous person. But never he got it. He was killed. Murdered. God told him to finish him off. He knew the voice of God. So just because, you know, I wish I can leave this job. And you will die wishing. But there are some others who will say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I am not going to waste the rest of my life, my years. I belong to Jesus. I want to serve him. Food or no food. Even with bread and water, I want to preach the good news. Hallelujah. I want to preach the good news, hope. And what is the good news? The kingdom. Not the cross. Oh, you are preaching heresy, Pastor. What did he say? The end shall not come. What do we have to do? The good news of what? Good news of the cross? Kingdom. Cross is before the kingdom. Cross is essential to enter the kingdom. But the good news is not the cross. Good news is the kingdom. God says, "I am prepared to take over the government. Don't worry." And we won't give it. No, Lord. What are we holding on to? self. I am my own king. All I have got is myself. I will come to church. Even if we have an evening service, I'll come. You want me to sing? I can't sing. But I'll try. I will give 2 tenths, Pastor. But I can't go. I wish I could go. I told the Lord. Sick man. Sick. You people are enough, man. Let me tell you, people are enough to drive these demons out from your places. Make somebody manifest, man, in your places where you are working. Cast that devil out. Let the people say, what did you do? I said, I used the name of Jesus. Yeah, people are coming with full of demons. If the church people are having demons, what about the others? What about the others? They're caught up, man. They don't know what's bothering them. How many mothers, I would say wives, are there in this, let's say in Scarborough? And they say, well, my son is an alcoholic. My husband, you know, is just all the time he's drinking. He buys and he comes and drinks and he brings drinks. I'm praying. Man, it takes somebody to take the authority. There is a time to pray. There is a time to take up the axe. You devil. Yeah, you got to hold on. You have been keeping this. You have been keeping this man and finishing up, you alcohol demon. The demon of alcohol loves to drink alcohol. Yeah, the demon of sex wants to have sex all the time. The demon of money wants to earn money all the time. And you will check up the account, how much you have. Oh, 3 figures, 4 figures. Oh, that's fine. They will not buy anything. Oh, yeah. Sometimes so difficult to get these people free. And their soul too. When they die, their soul finds it hard to leave the body. Because the money is there. Yeah, it's bondage. It's just an evil power. What are you thinking? What will you do? January is finishing off. What will you do? Jesus is coming. Which one do you want to put it as first? Check up your heart. See, Jesus, in order to come, Father sent him. In order for him to come, he had to make sacrifices, isn't it? Go with me to Philippians chapter 2. You can't be king without coming down. Philippians chapter 2. I tell you, there are going to be some, whether maybe here some, maybe some of those people who listen to this message and say, my God, it's enough, it's enough. I want to get out there. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Philippians chapter 2, 5. And that's the time it shall be said, what the words of Jesus, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, taking the form of bondservant. And coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus was sent, he had to make sacrifices. Oh yes. And we say that we follow Jesus.
unless we are prepared to sacrifice, we will not be sent. There's a sacrifice. God is not telling you, okay, you go to this place and then you preach his word and then they'll kill you, you die there. No. No. No, no. Many have to hear the gospel. Many people, many. Only then the end will come. It is your job and my job. Nobody else's. But look at devil. Look at the devil. He also made himself king. And he becomes king. Whether people like it or not, those who live by themselves. Oh, I'm born again. Yeah. You are under the influence of the devil. So that's why you find so difficult to, I don't know whether God wants me to go. I have to have somebody like Benny Hinn come and lay hands on me. You can be sure that's not going to happen. What are you waiting for? God is in the business of sending people. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? He is in the business of sending people. He's watching for a church that'll go. Oh yeah. That's why I just told the Lord, I just want to go get out there and then win some souls. Why you pay for a building, mortgage, that is everything, get those people and then you know, cater for them all the time. Go to one city, go to the other place, go to the other city. Get a small place and then preach the gospel. Get some people delivered. Be on the move. Jesus always said, I got to preach the gospel to the other cities also. Always he said that. So, the reason why, the main reason people are unwilling to go for the command of God, whom shall I send and who will go for us, is that they are caught up in their self. The self is their king. Still. And they don't hear from God. Very sad story. But those of you who are listening to this word, let me say, the Holy Spirit will certainly bring it to your memory over and over again, what you have heard. What we deal with this. You know, there are so many Christians today in churches with their self-king. Philippians chapter 2:21. See, 2:19 actually, Philippians 2:19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to send Timothy. Paul wanted to send Timothy. See that? Why? Why he wanted to send? To you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. Can you see that? For all. He did not say, oh, there are some people in this church, they are seeking their own their own blessings and their own life. So we got to pray for them. No, all seek their own. Can you see the condition of the Philippian church? They have made their self king. God. You talk to those people, they look at you. They just look at you and stare at you. What are you going to do with your life? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Oh yeah. They'll just, yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, think. Face another winter. And another. And another. And another. And another. Curse it. Oh yeah, that's not going to change. They're not going to change. All seek their own, not the things which are in Christ Jesus. Can you see that? These people all were self-centered. Chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. He's talking of Christians, my brother and sister. This is talking of Christians. God is talking to you. He wants to use you this last hour. Are you prepared? Are you in a position to go? Oh, will we give excuses like those people who gave excuses? And I bought cattle. I wanted to check it up, which is male and female. I got married. Now I just want to, whatever, I don't know. I bought a land. I'm going to see what trees are there. I'm going to see whether what kind of birds are there in the land. Three 17, brethren, join in following my example, and note those who walk as you have, as for a pattern. For many walk or live, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping. See, Paul had been weeping all the time. Not for himself. No, he is not weeping for himself. He is weeping for the condition of the church. They are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that? They love Jesus. They want the blessings. But Jesus said, take up the cross and follow me. He said, no, Jesus, I will follow you. But you take the cross. Taking up the cross is crucified life, denying yourself. You shake your head or you say amen inside. Let me say, we need to put this into practice. You will never imagine how the doors will open. But can you answer like Isaiah, here I am, Lord, send me. Can you sow some seeds? Can you sow anything at that? You know, Lord, here I am. Have you tasted the kingdom? It's quiet, eh? Very quiet. Whose end is destruction. This is still talking about believers. Who God is their belly. Food is their talk. Food is their God. Yeah. Believers. End is their destruction. Whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Who set their mind, we set the clock, on earthly things. They talk earthly things, they talk all the time. Here God is getting people inside the kingdom. He's getting people inside the kingdom everywhere. He's getting people. I think the India Crusade would have been over now. Millions would have come into the kingdom. And God sees that, wow, that's it. And when the last number is fulfilled, you don't know when. We don't know when. The rapture will be over. Why don't you take part? Why don't you be found doing his work while he's returning? Oh my God. See, in the church, we can be in and follow the devil. There are believers in the church and still they follow the devil. How, Pastor? Because yourself is king. When yourself is king, you are under the influence of the devil and you do not know that you are following the devil. You come under the influence of Satan because he is a self-god. He wants to act independently all the time. He knows that his end is sure. He's got a short time. Brothers and sisters, when you know God is in the business of sending people, how do you not know about John the Baptist? The Bible opens. How does it open?
There was a man named John who was sent by God. Would you like to be that man? There was a man named John sent from God. What a privilege to put it there. Sent by God. This is a time. Enough of getting knowledge. Now is to give out. Now is to give out. You know, it is not planting churches. We got too many churches. Take Scarborough, this city. Too many churches. But which is the church that is giving headache for the devil? Are we accepted well in the society? Oh yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, we Buddhists and Muslims, we're shaking hands together. And oh yeah, nothing, no problem. See that? But what about the early church? What did they say about the early church? The people who turned the world upside down have come here also. Can we, if we can go to Mississauga, another city, can they can say, oh, these people are making things, taking upside down. Don't let them. Then we are in business.